Oh, it's another new intro done by Sonia Fierce, maybe? Sonia? We put it together. I like it. I really dig it. Well, today we're going to start with without Frank. Frank is not going to be here today at the Piñata Hour. And why is that? Because he's going to be playing at the Ecoplex. This is going to be another different episode. We're going to have the guys from Burger Records. They're on the way up here. They should be here in a minute. So we're going to start by saying hello, LA. We had a great show at Hermosillo Club. It was the So Wrong release party, and it was great. I had a great time there. I'm sure a lot of you guys did too, some of you. And so now, well, Frank got something set out for me here. I'm now just going to go ahead and play it. And we're going to be back here at Piñata Tower with Lee. And Frank Lil Bubba is not here. That's fine. All right, I'm going to go ahead and play his new... I've been listening to it all day. I like this set right here. So it's Piñata Tower, and this is Frank Lil Bubba.
Can I kick it to all the people who confess like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comp hand to the track, force why, cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. Good to feel the urge to freak through the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. I like filled with, that's what I love. I love the plateau, it's what we're above. If it diss us, we won't even think of. Give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a slug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Okay. te gusta fumar y te asuma y va a tu baile, afecta. Es que yo fume marihuana, le afecta. Pero que se resiste porque ese es mi tema. Fumar marihuana, mira, ese es mi meta. Que tú no entiendes, ya porque cuando estoy contigo me arrebatado. Puedo hacerte la mano, yo me pone que me dice también que porque lo hago así. Es que cuando me pongo lento, yo me pongo horny. Tu mamá te brilla y te da mirada. Porque dice, dice que yo fumo mucho más. Ella dice, dice que te puedo bailar. Pero lo que ella no sabe, me siento tu más más. Me gusta y te gusta la marihuana. Al que no le guste, yo lo pongo a fumar. Porque me siento que yo para ponerte a brincar. Oyendo la droga de la marihuana. Y dice a mí, alza la mano si te gusta la marihuana. Alza la mano si te gusta fumar. Alza la mano si te gusta marihuana. Alza la mano si te gusta fumar. Y te fuma y va a fumar y le afecta. Es que yo fume marihuana y le afecta. Es que se resiste porque ese es mi tema. Fuma marihuana, mira, ese es mi meta. Alza la mano si te gusta fumar. Gritando pues si te gusta fumar. Únete al corillo si te gusta fumar. Porque yo traigo el fili para ponerte a fumar. Y dita, en la tierra en que yo vivo no se puede fumar marihuana. Porque dicen que si llega, no hay quien siente el sabor que deben negativar. Porque la marihuana nunca se va a acabar. A mí me gusta la marihuana. La marihuana no hace daño, me hace medicinal. Te quita toda la de tu dolor.
Mariachi band in the middle of the street, people gather around, put the dollar in the pan. Hey, wait, que onda, DJ Cowboys hang around, sleeping in the sidewalk with a Burger King crown. Never wake them up, mas cerveza to the rooster crows, vatos de gallos. Mano blancos roll with crowbars, sing rancheros on cheap guitars, abuelitos with plastic bags, walking to the church with a Spanish candle, dirty borracho says, que putas, andale joto, your popsicle's melting. Run, little, run, do, do, run, run, mother sabe to the end of the night sun. Run, little, run, do, do, run, run, mother sabe to the end of the night sun. Where you going? Guatemala soccer ball, instantly played. Mangoes, ladies, vendedoras at a bus stop, sing a band of macho chorus.
Te crees la muy, te crees la muy, te crees. esposa y descubra que está bien carnosa.
Here at Piñata Hour. This is Lee. I got my friends here. They just dropped by. I got Henry.
Yo, yo.
An alumna. How have you been, sir? What's
pretty
up?
Pretty good, man.
Mr.
Pretty
Diddle.
Good. good to see you, man. I came downstairs, you know, because I was going to...
you were going to let somebody
yeah,
else out.
I was going to meditate, and he's like, what up? Hey!
It was perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing.
I almost, you know, I almost ran into a bus on my bike and then slowed down. Decided to slow down. I wasn't in a hurry. And then it's perfect timing. Ran right into you downstairs. So,
so yeah. I noticed that in LA, they're putting up this green,
bike lanes.
These bike lanes, on green, but they look like carpets. They look like, it's not paint, right? It's just like, what is it? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I think it's a bus lane or something like that.
It's like at night, I guess it might come up.
You can see it better at night, probably. Yeah, you can definitely see it better at night.
That's interesting. But I saw it.
For all the bikers out there, ride safe. It's cold, so I'm seeing less riders out there when it's cold.
And we have a caller.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, put him through.
Nice. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
This is Sean from Burger.
Hey, what's up, dude? You're calling. You're live right now.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool. So what's up, dude? What can I do for you?
We don't have $5 to park in the $5 section.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like a movie or something being filmed. But we're circling the building right now.
Okay, that's okay, man. Take your time. We got plenty of time for you guys. And
okay.
I don't think these burgers are going to get called anytime.
What time is this whole thing over?
The whole thing is going to be over at 9.
Nope, not good enough. Going to have to go till 10. We got a lot to talk about.
Okay.
All right.
See you in a minute, man. That was Sean from Burger Records. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I can't wait to talk. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Hey, have you guys seen about this thing going on in, I guess it happened last week or this week, about some punk kids from Indonesia?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Dude, that's messed up, dude. Let them be punk rock.
It's so weird, right?
You know?
Are they Muslims?
I didn't hear about this.
Are they Christians or Muslims over there?
I think it's just
I read a little bit about it.
I guess they don't want to, like, bring bad influence to their land. They're really religious there. And they pretty much forced them to, like, pray.
You know, I saw the picture, right? And
yeah.
I was like...
Yeah, I saw that.
And I looked at it and I was like, oh, it's a picture. And then a few minutes go by and I went back at it. And I looked and I said, oh, wait a minute. And then I see there's an article and I read it. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, they cut their hair off. They didn't...
Wow, what was that? That's me.
No, that's a cool song. We should keep it in the background. Keep the...
Now it's in the background now.
Yeah, I like that. It makes it sound like it's the news right now.
Today in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today there was violence in Indonesia.
Crazy shit.
So, Sean Carnage is going to be on more radio tomorrow night, too, for any of my listeners.
They can
check that out, yeah. But I want to talk about this puppet show, dude. I think I've talked about it with you before.
Which one?
There's this puppet show that's going on in Koreatown. And it's it's kind of like a band. It's like a band. It's like music with a puppet show. And they perform just on a street corner in Koreatown.
What corners?
It's on Western and Elmwood. So it's just north of Beverly. And around 9 o'clock, they'll just set up right there. And... you know, start playing the music and have the puppet show live right there. It's really cool. Wow. And it's the Almighty Op tomorrow, Koreatown, Western, and Elmwood. But I don't know, man. I'm going to go check it out, actually. It's kind of like, you know, brings out the kid in you in a way and also, like, helps you, you know what I mean, see, like, what really matters in life almost, you know? It's, I don't know, it's a trippy thing.
Yeah, I like puppet shows, man.
It's really cool. It's really cool, though. Like,
speaking of puppet, there's a show here called the Adam O. Breakfast Show.
Here,
yeah.
Oh, the studios.
Did Tom Green came through, or do you know?
I think he wasn't able to come through, from what I understand.
Oh, okay, sucks. Anyways,
Tom Green's cool.
Yeah, she was coming down, so I guess. Yeah. So a puppet show, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. It's
gotta check that out
they
myself.
They have this guy who he gives like a little speech, and he says that he was just walking down the street. And he saw this, and, like, he was planning on killing himself that night.
Right. Oh, wow.
And then he saw the puppet show, and he decided to live.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to do puppet shows and...
Well he was just a viewer. Yeah. He just was walking by, and, like, in his neighborhood in Koreatown. He's like, this is going to be my last walk, you know? Wow. And then he decided, after seeing this puppet show, he decided, no, I'm gonna keep living.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty intense.
The soul, you know?
So... I don't know. I don't want to get all deep on the callers tonight. You know, this is celebration time too. You know,
yeah.
Call in, talk about your problems. We're here to listen.
Yeah, if you guys want to participate here in these podcasts, you can call 1-800. What is 893-9562? 1-800-893-9562. If you're in the page of Skid Row Studios, you can see it. Big
the
ass number
there,
on the right side. Yeah. If you don't see it, I don't know. Maybe you're blind.
So what is this here? There's Stitcher? Wait, what's Stitcher?
Stitcher, it's a website where you can go and get an application for any phone. If you want to hear a podcast or any show.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay, got you. Yeah. I think I did check that out online.
And yeah, we're on Facebook, iTunes, Twitter, Stitcher.
That's cool.
Lakudasau.
And so
Frank couldn't be with us tonight. He's DJing tonight, huh?
Yeah, he's playing tonight, and also with other DJs, and also La Chamba. La Chamba is going to play it's like a Peruvian chicha cumbia thing.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So today we're going to have these two dudes from Burger Records. They're probably parking downstairs.
There's free parking around. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a little while. Yeah, it takes a little bit to get around.
So what type of music are you going to play for us tonight, Lee?
Well, I got Frank Rappole mixes here. I should probably get to it.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see what we got here. Yeah, but we're not going to play right now. I want to, but no. So what do you think of that thing in Indonesia? I think it was pretty interesting.
I didn't hear about it. That's the thing.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah, I read about it, and it was just basically not allowing them do what they want.
Yeah, and the whole thing was they were raising it. It was a concert to raise money for, like, I forget.
But it's interesting because, you know, we're here in America and, you know, we look at this stuff and like, wow, that's a lot, you know, taken away from you, I guess.
We have we have a lot to complain about, don't get me wrong, but we also, that doesn't sound right. We understand what freedom is, but, you know, I guess we don't take full advantage of it. You know, we don't take full advantage of our freedom. Like, we...
Yeah, it says they're morally rehabilitating the punks since being arrested at a punk rock.
So they were getting arrested?
Yeah, and then, for no... I mean, they didn't provoke anything. They were just, you know, just because they looked punk, they were taken in and cleansed, I guess.
But that could happen to us, man.
That's pretty...
With that new bill that passed with the NDAA, it says basically that...
Yeah,
something about they can arrest you and detain you without trial to a certain extent, or
something about a martial law, something I heard about that. So what is that? But I don't think they apply. I mean, we should not be worried because I don't think it's gonna come to you like the next day as soon as they sign it. I think they're using it for other purposes.
Yeah,
they want to see people's reaction too. I mean, check it out, man. All these protesters and all this what happened lately in a couple of few years, you know, the government gets a little bit paranoid too, I think. You know, they'll be like, wait a minute, we got to control this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So they start creating bills. So, you know what I mean? So they can hang on to power because that's the only way they can, you know, keep this ball rolling. So-called government and, you know, taking over the world. Gee. But, yeah. Yeah. So what do you think of the new studios, Turtle?
The new studios are cool, man. The other studios are really nice, but this is...
Yeah, they're going to do some more.
It's a whole separate.
They're going to throw some art.
Yeah, it looks good.
They're
going to
paint the walls. It's fresh. They're going to make it look cool.
Definitely nice.
I don't know what I'm doing. What? It's different, right?
Yeah, it feels different, right? It's cool. It's legit.
Yeah. Sounds good, too.
What else is going on? What's going on in the new year?
New Year's. I don't know, man. Another year. Blah.
It is just another year, but it feels kind
of
like...
Is it going to be the end of the world?
It's kind of an enlightening.
Is it?
I don't know. Maybe just a new phase.
I don't think so.
It's coming, right?
Well, what's happening, like, pretty much, like, what's happening around the world, everything's kind of, like, you know, similar, you know, these protests happening and people being pushed, you know...
Yeah.
Like you say, like, buttons being pushed and people reacting, you know, like, it's happening all over.
People are more lazy now than before. now you're like, you're lazier.
I'm trying to get more energy, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I started juicing. Yeah. I started juicing, and it's actually...
How do you do that, really cool. Toto? How do you juice?
I got an old juicer from my parents, and they... It's easy. You just either you chop up greens and put them in there,
right?
Which I like, or celery juice is actually really good. Carrot juice, you just cut the carrots small enough, put them in there.
Nice.
And then with the leftover, like you have like this leftover like fiber from your vegetables, and I use that, and I bake with that.
Oh, nice.
So it's like I'm really enjoying, man. This juicer is like, I've only had it for like 2 weeks, but it's been like the best 2 weeks ever.
Have you seen any crazy art lately at your spot?
I participated in a fashion kind of art performance thing that I'm gonna invite the people who did it. I'm gonna invite them over. I'm having a Food Not Bombs benefit show on January 14th. So it's gonna be. I actually need your help on that. So yeah, I'll talk to you about that later. But you know who Family is? I'm gonna try to get them involved. But it's gonna be benefiting Food Not Bombs and excuse me. It's gonna be. We're gonna feature this performance, but it was these costumes that make noise. So there's like six costumes, and each one makes a different noise. And when one costume makes a noise, let's say like a whistle, another costume responds to the whistle, and then another costume responds to that costume. And so it was really, it's like a, and then you get the audience involved and stuff like that, and it's really cool. And that kind of caught me off guard, and I just signed up, didn't know what I was gonna be a part of, you know. And it turned out to be this like really. Really weird thing. So
nice. Food No Bombs.
I don't have the name of that art thing, but we're gonna be performing at the benefit show on January 14th. But I need your help on that. So
yeah, man, you can come.
Where is it located at?
Well, we're gonna have the show at my warehouse.
Oh, cool.
We're gonna have the show in which has a new name. My new warehouse name is Shotland Yard. Where you get your best shot.
What's it called again?
Is it the same?
Run it for
ShotlandYard.com.
All right.
If you haven't been, it's a huge warehouse. It's really nice and awesome.
We're going to have a show there, and I'm going to get Family involved. That's FMLY. And they're having a festival coming up.
Yeah.
They're having a big festival coming up on the 29th and 30th. It's a two-day festival. And I'm going to be part of the cooking crew for the food that we're supplying for the event. We have like vegan mac and cheese and all kinds of stuff like that.
Mac and cheese.
Food Not Bombs chefs are going to be supplying all this stuff. It's going to be. So I'm trying to partner up with them. I saw Champ do the flyer for that.
And so I saw it.
That's why I was.
Pretty cool.
That's why I first got my attention, and then I found out I was already involved, but.
Man, the way here, there's so much traffic. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But we made it. We made it on time.
A tanker.
Yeah, a tanker went on the 60,
blew
right?
Blew up on the 60.
Yeah.
The gas, yeah. Like truck or something?
Yeah, that's why there's all kinds of traffic right now.
Crazy. All right, so we're going to go ahead and play some of the Frank LaFleur right now.
Yeah.
We're going to come back soon. Yeah, Piñata Tower. And we're going to have the guys from Burger Records here in our studios.
Escándalo, es un escándalo. imponer el terror a toda la población. El talibán del amor, con su camello a todos jorobó. Logró imponer el terror a toda la ciudad de New York. El talibán del amor, siempre sin turbante, nace el amor. No le preocupa morir, quiere encontrarse con su Dios. Dale, 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 talibán del amor. Dale, 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 talibán del amor. Dale, 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 talibán del amor.
Yes, and we're back here at Piña Tower with Lee.
Hello.
Is not here, but we got Burger Records. We got the guys here. We got Lee and Sean.
Yep.
So, hey,
and
I'm sorry.
We also have a caller on the
air. Oh, we got
air.
A caller already. Oh, okay. Wow.
Big time.
Who's this?
Hello.
What's up? It's Piña Tower.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Sean. Hey, Lee.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Raul.
What's up? Young money.
I didn't know that you guys were really gonna put me on air.
So you're on air, right?
You're famous.
I'm listening.
Sprigger boy.
I don't know.
Wonder Wheel right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
what's your name, caller?
Raul.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Raul.
What's up, Raul? What are you calling from, Raul?
La Habra.
Oh, La Habra. All right.
So what's your problem or your concern? What do you need?
That should be.
I'm having girl problems.
Oh man.
I don't know how to cope.
I know how that is.
What's your
magical
advice?
Be very kind, and flowers and hugs and kisses.
The more you give the universe, the more it'll give back to you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ask her if she likes chocolate before you give it to her. I don't
know.
Okay. Because then you just have a bunch of chocolate.
Yeah.
But
it's fun.
Sometimes you can bring an avocado too. Mm, they like avocado.
Yeah.
I tried the truth the other day, and it worked.
Oh, by the way, this is my friend Turtle here.
What up, Turtle?
Hey.
You drop by.
Drop by to help ask questions.
Yeah. we have some answers.
Yep.
Misguidance or guidance for our callers.
The delay on the speaker and the phone is crazy.
Can you turn down?
Can you turn
your,
down
stereo?
Maybe.
Please?
Yeah.
We can't understand
your computer.
I've always wanted to say that.
A dream come true.
Well,
you can check that box out.
All right, we're gonna play some music, Raul. We're gonna play Audacity now.
Yep.
Or we can play.
We have a bunch of stuff, but we're
we'll play
just,
your song.
Yeah, I can't wait for you.
All my bands.
Yeah, we can play your band too.
What's his band?
Cumstain.
What's his band?
Cumstain, Wonderwheel.
Yeah, let's play. We're going to play a Cumstain song, I think.
Let me find it.
Maybe.
These are some names. These are some serious band names.
Oh, yeah. Are we not?
Cumstain.
I forget. That's the name.
So what do you play,
Raul?
I play guitar and Cumstain and bass and Wonderwheel.
So Raul, I have a question. If your grandma asks you, or your mom even, what's the name of your band? You're like, you just tell your mom, or?
Oh yeah, I told her. She didn't know what it was. My sister had to explain to her, and then I showed her the tape, which has like Sean drew a penis on it. It's like, oh, it's so cute, and then like it took her a little second to realize what it was, and then she was horrified by it.
That's awesome.
But we have Kumsane ready to go. Bachelor's Life.
Well, thanks for calling, Raul. We love you.
Yeah.
And
I love you.
Give me some money.
I miss you. I haven't been around in a while. So.
Yeah, where have you been?
School's almost out, and I'm going to come
hey,
back.
Movie night, Thursday. Let's do this.
Awesome.
Your pick.
What's the name of this song we're going to play right now?
It's Bachelor's Life from the LP out on Burger Records and Under the Gun Records. Yeah. Hurry up and kill yourself. Here we go.
All right.
See you guys. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
Kumsane, Bachelor's Life.
It's a hit song.
Spanish is Mecos.
Yeah, Simon.
So you guys are from Orange County.
Let's see.
Right?
Yes.
And
if we weren't Burger Records, we'd be Burrito Records or Burritos or Tacos or something like
Taco Records.
Yeah. Al Pastor Records.
We have our subsidiary, Wiener Records.
Oh, yeah. We're blowing up.
So who put the name on this right here, Burger Records?
I drew it and kind of like it's a brain child baby of all of ours, but it manifested while at my old work. I doodled it and we put it on our record and then...
So you guys started, you started this in 2008 somewhere?
2007 I think was our first release for Burger. It was the Makeout Party. It was our band.
Right. Yeah, it's our first 7-inch.
That's how it's today, right? I mean, it's like you and your band, you.
Yeah, a lot of labels start that way to put out. Sorry, I was away from the microphone, but
some they follow through, like they go, you know, with their band and that, and then but some of them like, I'm just gonna put down the band a little bit and then jump on the record business.
Well, we had
didn't
the band
plan for it to be like that. It just kind of happened.
But I seen you know things like this happen, which is good, really good, you know. It's really good. I like your lineup. I like what you guys have there too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great music around town right now and beyond.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, it's like I get a lot of bands, you know, saying like, hey, you know, wanna come through and
we're booking a lot of bands at our store on the weekends and stuff. And
where's your store at?
In Fullerton, California.
645 South State College Boulevard.
Oh, that's a good part of town.
Yeah, it's right down the street from the college. So
no, it's really bad, man. shootings everywhere. That's why rent is cheap.
Yeah. There's railroad tracks and massage parlors.
Yep. Tattoo parlors.
Burger joints on every block. That's what's up.
Yeah, we've been doing that since October 3rd, 2009, and it's been a dream come true, being our own bosses. And
That's cool. Man. That's really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, we boss each other around.
Yeah. How many bands do you guys have, you think, between the record labels?
We're almost 200 releases, but we probably have over...
It was 177 releases that we're up to, and we've done over 40 releases, debut releases by bands.
Wow.
What's really up cool. Right there? That's
new
Discovery.
Music coming at you. If you want to hear new music, come to Burger.
And you guys have a kid together, right?
We have a what?
A kid. You guys have a
child?
Little child, yeah.
We have a cat named Eleanor.
We have Eleanor, and we have an employee named Bobby.
Yeah, what about Katenge?
Katenge is
we don't own him. We don't own him
or nothing. He's his own boss, too. But
That's pretty cool. I never seen something like that on a record, you know. On their website, if you go to burgerrecords.com, you see at the bottom that they have that. That's pretty cool.
Katenge Mudzuzi Mufuzi from Zambia. We adopted him when we put out the No Bunny Raw Romance cassette.
Our first hit.
Yep. And
500 tapes in a week and a half.
For that week and a half, we doubled his family's income for 2 years. And then we continue to pay it after that. And
pretty cool.
We get updates and he colors us pictures and writes us letters.
Yeah, he's cool.
We love him. He's cool.
Yeah.
He's really cool. And for the Feeding People LP, we do Action Against Hunger. Every record we sell, a dollar for that goes to Action Against Hunger. And we like helping people. It feels good and it comes back to you.
Yeah. Because everyone helps us.
Yeah.
So we help as much as we can. And it's fun finding new bands and friends. It ultimately becomes, you know, family members.
How's the record, the vinyl business? Like, how do you see it today compared maybe 5 years ago?
I don't know. We just got into the game, but there's always an underground of people putting out records. Always.
It never ended. Even the big people, they always put out records, even in limited numbers. Like, they still have, you can get Lady Gaga and Britney Spears on vinyl. It's
must, right?
Yeah, like it's something that will last forever, where CDs and tapes will be like stuff you listen to in your car and on-the-go type stuff. Records will be there forever in somebody's collection or in their thrift store. And
it's like a convenience store, you know? They're never going to go out.
Yep.
I mean,
they last forever if you take care of them.
It's true.
Yeah.
Just like a woman?
And our bands, hopefully. You know, we try to have a good relationship with all our bands so they can stick around and can grow our careers in life together. And yep.
Okay, I want to check out some of the bands that you have. What else do you have in mind?
Next
right
up,
now?
We have Pangea.
They're awesome.
We just put out their LP, Living Dummy.
Los Angeles band.
They're from L.A. and they rule. They're super cool. They're going on tour with Mean Jeans in January. And
another Berger
band. That'll be good for them. And good for Mean Jeans. It'll be... equally awesome.
Rock and roll.
All right, here we go. This is No Feeling by Pangea.
Pow.
Boom, right now. Hopefully. No, here we go.
Oh,
like that. What was the name of the band?
Pangea. Living awesome Dummy.
I seen their name. I never seen them live, but
yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Most of the bands that you have on your label, the list of the bands that you guys know, I seen them before.
Yeah, it's a really, yeah, pretty good. They all hustle and play as many parties and shows and play anywhere.
We were talking about off the air that how you in this business is like. You say you will make more of a revenue on selling tapes than vinyls.
Right now, yeah. Eventually we'll be able to focus on vinyl. We've done over a dozen LPs in a couple of years, which I think is a really big feat, and you know, a handful of 7 inches
and 150 cassettes.
So everyone says
it's awesome. You're pushing. They just say,
oh, it's a tape label, and honestly, we're just a label, like a passionate about music, and we love. You know, all the bands a lot.
So how someone will approach you to say, hey, I want to release my band, or you guys pick or see the band that
there's a bunch of different ways. I mean, sometimes people will send us it in the mail. There's been like 4 or 5 bands that we've released from them sending in the mail, like Moss and Jail and Clive Tanaka. And
any networking situation. It's just like.
Yeah, when we go to shows or see
stuff,
people play.
Hide tapes and
people
put them in your
put
pocket.
Put something in your pocket.
Yeah. And then you're like, all right, after 50 times, you're like, the light rays or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
oh, it's pretty cool. I have 50 other CDs. I guess I'll listen to one.
And then we try to work with them, and then they like broke up or whatever. Something. Yeah.
I don't know. But then, we're listening to music and going to shows and
touring.
Going on tour all the time. So we're.
Just guerrilla marketing, throwing up all our merch at every show we go to, even if just because we feel like we're related in any way. And then just people are like, what's this? And then next thing you know, they're a fan for life, hopefully. And then because I just, just want to spread the gospel of the rock and roll.
True story.
Yeah.
And Sean, are you still doing scenes? Because I know you started.
Back in high school, I started it. February 12th, 1998, and it went to February 12th, 2008. So it kind of ended there, and then I started just mainly focusing on Burger. I mean, it was kind of just a hobby, I had to finish.
We've talked about doing a Burger magazine.
Yeah, that's
Juicy,
the next step.
Or something, something awesome.
We had a good
something
name,
similar
I can't
to Bomb
what it was,
or Ugly Things.
Or a Burger podcast.
Oh, oh yeah,
we've talked about that.
Anything
too.
You can think of. I mean, we're with you. Like, I don't know. We don't think anything's impossible or something. I don't know. We love the monkeys and everything.
Well,
we
if you're you guys are creative, so you know.
Yeah, and we have a drive to do things and see things happen.
Yeah,
it's fun when to make our friends happy when their band's breaking up, and the next thing you know. We get to put out their record or tape that they've been sitting on for a long time. And then, it exists now. It's archived, and forever it's a timeless piece of rock and roll history or pop history or whatever. You know, we're branching out from the garage and bedroom. But
do you guys get requests? Do you guys get stuff from other states?
Countries, aliens from outer space.
We've sold to every continent except Antarctica.
I told you they do exist. Yeah,
they're for real.
I know. I know they're releasing shit.
Of course.
Haunted Tiger's his name.
Yeah, he's. let me see if I got him on here.
Yeah, they play. I put a show together on Monday at Hermosillo, and they play for. So Wrong. That's another one.
Yeah, So Wrong is really good too.
So they're our like, friends, hey, let's put a show together. Yeah. And we're like,
X Blue Jungle.
Haunted Tiger has some really amazing songs. He's super good. Let's find him on this thing. So many bands.
Every time I see him, he's like, am I just watching Sin City right now?
Oops.
Yeah, he ended up playing just like acoustic guitar.
Yeah,
that was really awesome.
Yeah.
I like it.
He's powerful. Yeah, musician. He's cosmic,
I have a song, Tella For Me by Haunted Tiger.
All right.
All right, cool.
Jefferson, we love you.
Right.
Here we go. Thank you.
Haunted Tiger, Los Angeles, what's up?
So far, shout out. All the songs are sounding really good from the label so far. I mean, all the names that were.
Well, we got 175 more.
They got the X Factor.
All night long, 24 hours. Yeah, Burger Radio. So,
do you guys only record with certain people, like have certain engineers, or does the band pick the engineer? Or
Everyone works, does their own thing, and will throw things at us. But
yeah,
for
the most part, it's usually done when they give it to us. Maybe not mastered. We have
Patrick Kate at Spot Kate on Sound in Sacramento.
In Sacramento, and he masters all of our cassettes. And
I was going to say, it's definitely, you know, they're definitely mastered well so far, the songs that we've heard.
So how does that work? Like, the band just come and you just get him a little.
Well, it just depends. Some bands don't have demos and they want to re-record. And then, like, Audacity, those are first album we ever put out at Burger Number 2. And we paid for studio time and got them in, paid for a few days. And
hey, do you have AM here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like AM.
Yeah, they inspired us to start making cassettes.
Yeah, AM made a tape a couple years ago through Papermade, and we asked them who the contact was, and then finally they gave us M2 Communication.
Yep, Mike McKinney. He does all of our tapes. He's
Pasadena, California.
We've made like almost 40,000.
We made him
sets.
A millionaire.
Yeah. We put his kid through college.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
I just want him to show us the secret or something or whatever. I just want to know what he does. He just drops the tapes off at his door.
Well, I got AM here if you guys want to listen
all to right.
it.
All right.
Which one should we listen to? Let's listen to Burnout Beach. Here we go.
Right.
AM. Broken Up.
All right.
How about this band called Lenguas Largas? I heard about that band.
They're from, we have a caller on the air.
Okay, cool.
We'll talk about Lenguas Largas.
Caller
from
right
Arizona.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Who it is?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Kyle?
It's Audacity God. He's wondering why he's not on the radio yet.
Yeah, he's usually a part of all of our interviews. Okay, and now he's a part of this one. Good job.
Is there a delay or what?
I don't know. There's not a
digital delay.
For us.
We're in the interland.
Yeah, volume, maybe.
Yes, there's a bit of delay.
I have like some really big earth-shattering news for you guys.
Oh my god.
Guess who's going to be the next drummer for the Cosmonauts?
Who?
Jen Agnew.
Yes.
Woo! You knew,
that's awesome.
That's going to be great.
That's big time.
It's true.
I know.
That's true.
She's rocking my badass. She works for Burger.
I just shot her in the eye with a Nerf gun by accident.
Nice. Thanks to my dad for that Nerf gun.
Is it out of control at the store right now? Is that what's going down?
Yeah, I don't know where Brian or Bobby is.
Oh, no.
The door is open, and there's like all these like people sleeping on the floor in here.
People are dropping off children, and we're babysitting. They've done that to us. Cosmonaut's girlfriends in Texas. They would go to work, and then they'd leave their lovers at the store, and we'd hang out with them all day.
Hey, Kyle, are you from Orange County, too?
Yeah.
He's a member of Audacity.
Yeah, he's on Audacity.
We're gonna play a Dastity song.
Yep.
Because
I remember Dastity. Good stuff, Kyle. Are these guys good bosses or what, Kyle? They take care of you.
Are we what?
Are these guys good bosses?
They don't like.
Yeah, you should put Bobby on the phone.
You want to talk to Bobby?
Yeah, put him on.
Maybe Bobby's more talkative.
Yeah, get Bobby in the line.
Kyle's just happy.
Hello,
Bobby. Hey, Bobby. What's up, Bobby? Bobby.
How's it going?
Bobby is our employee.
We're watching the store. It's all good.
You're doing great, man.
Yeah. He works really hard. I just want to say
thanks, Bobby.
He does
Bobby,
really well.
Bobby works hard. That's good.
Yeah.
But we do give him a lot of shit.
Does he burn
we give him
burgers?
A lot of free
does
shit. That's what's up, Paul, Bobby. We take care of you. Got free shirt on your back, free sweatshirt.
Booby
hoodie.
Bobby is what they call it.
Made you,
yeah.
Bobby.
He gets all the boobies. Booby Bobby. Bobby, you're a badass. We love you.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Get back
thanks
to work.
That. We're going to play Audacity. Do you have any requests?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing. Here we go. What? Audacity? Hello?
What's going down? You guys are...
He's playing with the phone in his pocket before he put end.
Okay, here we go. Let's listen to Teenage Town.
All right, this is
what is it?
Teenage Town. Teenage Town. Audacity's Power Drowning album.
On Burger.
New LP coming out.
Local
soon.
Stuff.
Yeah. Some label.
From Burger Records. Is this one of the latest releases? Or
no, that was our second release.
With them? Okay.
Yeah. That was Burger number 2, and we're on 100.
2008. Yeah, and we're on 177 now.
But Kyle called in. We had to give him a shout out. And hopefully we can play the new Audacity song soon. If nice. We can buy out their contract.
Yeah.
They'll license us.
I was thinking about that today. I don't want to get into it on the air.
All right, but yeah. Yeah, it's tough dealing with the big dogs, you know.
How about lipstick pickups?
Yeah,
we remember them. We went on tour with them.
Yeah, Shotzi and Hazeltine.
Those are the bands I saw at the Smell too.
Yeah,
a few times.
Yeah, back in the.
I don't know if they play El
Corral. They're best friends with.
When El Corral was around, I think they played
it
too.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was a cool little spot.
Yep. We toured with them on their first tour. One of my.
Lovely Bad Things are pretty cool, too.
Bonbon, too. Bonbon's awesome.
Oh, yeah, I know you got the San Pedro band. Bonbon there, too. That's
okay,
cool.
We got a radio hit from Lovely Bad Things.
Yeah, we're all got hit songs. Like
yeah,
songs.
This is perfect because we're on the radio and they've got a radio hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
It just seems like it makes sense to just play the hit songs. But
I mean, if your style gets played here at Piñata Hour, you're going to be successful tomorrow.
It's big time. Everyone, everyone.
You're going to go fucking viral.
High-fiving.
You're going to go viral.
Yeah, this is archived.
Yeah, they'll comp your meals.
Yeah. I'm gonna squeeze really hard this orange.
Yeah.
Get the juice out of it.
Yeah. But,
so how do you like your burgers?
I like my burger with bacon and cheese and avocado, if possible. I like to put like salsa roja y verde, or if there's jalapenos.
Oh,
and but mucho cebolla.
Toasted buns.
Have you ever tried peanut butter on a burger?
Not yet, but I heard about it.
It sounds weird, but it's never. I don't eat red meat, but
turtle. It's that's like what they do.
That's something people. They say turts, though.
Turts. Come on. Peanut butter on a burger.
They say that's so turts.
But no, I like a lot of burgers. But it just cheese makes it to the next level. Cheese. Bacon makes it to the next level. And I really love jalapenos and stuff like that. So.
Okay, we got lovely bad things.
It's a big burger.
Right here.
We have lovely bad
things. This is not related.
Yeah, I just want you to
put
go.
Him
away.
Through, please.
There's a hit song.
Put related to the name of the
All right. Listen, here it comes.
Hits. Nothing but hits. Lovely bad.
No room for mistakes here.
That's a burger blooper number 305 million.
What's up?
Hey. Oh. All right, dude, so you know what to get, right? No, I don't
actually. Yeah, we're finally getting wet our whistles.
I can write it down for you.
Thanks, Turtle.
Just write it on the
paper. Yeah, awesome. So yeah, rock and roll. That's the name.
That's
of the
awesome
game.
That you guys have like what you're doing. You know, besides selling, it's like. Have the opportunity to like really, take care of the scene. Now, you guys put shows together as well sometimes?
We do a lot of shows almost every weekend right now. I mean, under the covers, because our landlady doesn't say it's cool or no, but, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Hush, but we do shows at the shop.
Don't tell our landlady.
Second Thursday of every month.
Hey, but so where's your address?
What's 645 South State College Boulevard, Fullerton, California, 92831. Right.
Is there a landmark around there that people can like?
Burger is the landmark around there.
Railroad tracks.
Yeah, there's
damn.
We're between two railroad tracks and between Commonwealth and Orangethorpe, right down the street from the college.
Cool.
Been doing that since 2009.
And the grill. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, down the street from
rock
the grill.
Rock and roll.
That's cool. It's like CBGB. Like, it wasn't a landmark when it started, you know, but then...
Yeah, it was a dive bar. Yeah. Bums living there, and then they're like, get out of here. We got a rock and roll now. And then they rocked, and...
It's
and
in
they
the created, history books.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Ran into Bob Gruen, who documented that scene at South by Southwest last year, and I yelled, hey, Bob!
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you about you guys have a showcase now?
Yeah, we're doing a show with the Tide headlining and the Cosmonauts and Tomorrow's Tulips and Salsa Chips at Long Beach
Alex's Bar.
And it's going to rock. That's December 12th.
No, that's January 12th.
That was two days ago.
January 12th that we're going to do that.
Yeah.
We did the first night on the 8th of this month, and it was really good. We had King Tuff and Pangea and Summer Twins and Underground Railroad to Candyland play.
Great show. So everyone, really please come to our next installment.
Candyland, it's up in...
San Pedro.
Yeah,
they're awesome. Mm-hmm. Todd Congelier.
You guys released something for the band called Bonbon.
Yeah, we
did Pedro.
Bonbon. Yeah, Bonbon is
their first tape. Yeah.
Yep, debut release. We did it with 45 RPM, which is Kid Kevin's label.
Representing your hometown, San Pedro, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
I grew up like from 16, and I mean, I learned a lot. I learned how to party in Pedro.
Yeah.
And I learned how to parallel park in Pedro. And a lot of P's and my P's and Q's. I learned how to mind my P's.
Where do you live in Pedro?
I didn't live there, but I just partied on the weekends, Weekend Warrior. But 4th Street is where I learned.
You know, sure you must know the Leeches?
Yes.
Of course. Yeah.
Porch Core.
Them
Slack Mafia.
A lot when we were kids.
We're supposed to put up a Leeches tape. We'll probably do it.
I have a Leeches 45.
Yeah, Kapow.
Kapow released that.
Label
yeah,
mates. Kapow.
Yeah, I just ran into the guy.
Kyle?
Ralph?
Yeah. No, Brian? Kyle.
Kyle Kapow.
Brian?
I think it's Kyle.
From Kapow Records?
I think it was him.
Yeah.
I ran him into this, the Smunction Junction.
Conjunction.
The Step City was throwing. That's what I saw him. Yeah. I think it was him, Kapow.
Okay, well, while we're talking about Bomba, we have another song here.
Yeah.
Called La Playa. By Bomba.
It's another hit song.
This is
a jam, man. This is one of my favorite songs in the world.
These girls.
They rule.
Bonbons here.
Much love.
San Pedro. Here we go.
Pedro.
Yeah. Wilmington too. awesome.
Pedro?
Yeah, when are these girls playing? I think they're playing soon.
Probably. They're playing a lot. They just played the Continental not too long ago.
Henry, you just saw them, right?
I was there. Yeah, that was an awesome show.
Great show.
Yeah. The first time I seen him was with Aftergloom in San Fernando in this backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just blown away. I was like, wow. Damn, yeah. This girl's
cool. You guys might remember to the Rolling Blackouts thing?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I saw Adios. Their first show.
Adios.
On a party in Pedro.
Malos
yeah.
Dios.
Yeah, yep. Dios Malos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of love for the Blackouts. Miss those guys a lot. Their homies used to play a lot of shows with them.
Isn't another band that you guys should probably like, I don't know, but maybe you know them, the, shit, I forgot the name.
I love that band.
Cometas?
Yeah. I love
Los
it.
Cometas?
Sounds great.
Yeah, Los Cometas.
They're actually going to be playing the shop on Saturday.
Oh, no shit, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there he goes.
Yeah.
Cool, I can't wait.
See. Yeah, have you seen him live?
We'll see. They're coming to us, and then we'll seal the deal.
And do you guys just feature like burger bands or just local any?
Yeah, local
we
bands.
We like to get lots of local bands because it brings in new customers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But all our bands when they're on tour, they like if they have the time, they like to pop in and play. Or
yeah.
We like to book shows, and people are giving us opportunities to book more shows.
How do people book shows through you guys? Do they just get a hold of you?
Just call our hotline, Burger Hotline,
714-336-0561.
Nice. Yep, 714-336-0561.
If your tape gets stuck in your player,
that's my cell phone number,
right?
Too. So.
Yeah, I don't think we should have gave that out right now.
It's
gonna blow it up. We're gonna mess up our
Lisa already called me once.
All right.
But
tell her to call the number.
You should call this show.
1-800-893-9562.
1-800-893-9562. Call now. Talk to us live on the radio.
Call now.
What are you looking for?
Less taca, more raca, you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Man? I know what
so
mean.
How about some lingua largas?
Yeah,
I don't think I have any on here.
Yeah, it's going to be out soon, though. We're working on it.
Yep.
Isaac's going to give us an unreleased track, which is going to lead into new recordings, and I think we're going to do the next Linguist Largus album. Whoop. So you hear it first.
Pure rock and roll here. Burger Records.
Some King Tuff.
Yeah.
Kyle. Tuff rolls. King Tuff is the best.
Yeah. Right there.
Let's see. I know we have some King Tuff.
If we had more records, if we had records, it'd be...
It'd be
more
easier,
proficient.
Definitely.
But. You guys get more like...
it's a digital delivery.
You guys do both, right? I mean, do you do the 7-inch?
We do 7-inches.
We just released...
What about those records with a lot of cool graphics?
The picture discs?
Like a picture disc?
Yeah, we haven't made one yet, but it's not too late to have a burger record that looks like a burger. And it's a record. And
Genius idea.
Okay, I have one King Tuff song.
All right.
Connection.
All
Are
right.
we ready? Can we do this now? All right.
This is about... calling people maybe on the phone.
This is one of our favorite records. This is one of the best records. King Tuff was one of the best records released
ever.
Kyle Rules,
where they're from?
He's inspirational. Vermont.
He's from Brattleboro, Vermont.
But he lives in LA and he's running around the streets. Probably he's probably outside.
Yeah, Audacity is backing him right now.
Yeah, Audacity
live. And then he just recorded his new album with Bobby Harlow in Detroit, and I can't wait to hear it. Should be really good. Here's Connection by King Tuff.
Woo! Rock and roll.
Hello, sweetheart. You know I love the way that you talk. Hello, sweetheart. And I got too much love in my
That was it.
So if you had to pick out of the list of all the bands you guys have here,
Tuff's pretty much. He's up there with the Go.
In this year, Cassidy. Like this year alone, like
this year,
we've done probably.
What band do you think has been out
year.
There the most, like playing and you know?
Pangea is kicking ass right now. We just put out their album. And
Feeding People.
And Feeding People's kicking ass too.
Yeah, right I like now. their video they put out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little stop motion.
Yeah, yeah.
That was awesome. Everyone's rocking. The Summer Twins are ruling. We're going to put out their album early next year, January, maybe Valentine's, no later.
No. It's going to be
New Year, January.
First or second week of January.
One.
It's happening now.
No, it's happening.
Summer Twins.
Soon. Yeah, they will. But yeah, a lot of good. It's hard
to keep up. We have, I don't know. I have my list here. Yeah. Stuff that's coming out that we're going to order soon is stuff that we've been sitting on for so long. Deeper Peace, which is Doug from Moss, LP we put out. That's something we should play. Moss is an amazing psychedelic band from Dover, New Hampshire. And
they sent their demo to us, and then I just saw it.
Did they ask
there.
You? I'm sure they many sent bands ask you, like, all right, can you review my stuff?
Yeah,
did you get that?
We have a huge box full of
demos.
Wow.
Yeah, it's overwhelming, but we try. I do really. Because I want to hear good music.
And, yeah, we just started listening to some of them the other day. And,
but Moss, they made a nice tape, and I listened to it and blew my mind. And when Sean and Brian came back from the record convention, we're like, hey, listen to this. And then we called them, and we put out their album. And there's only a couple bands that we've worked with that have sent us stuff, but the caliber of music was
high. We started freaking out. It was like 2 in the morning their time, and we called them on the phone, and it's like, oh my god, we're doing the LP, we're doing this, we're doing that. Yeah. We're your best friends.
And then we played some shows, and they're you know, when you meet a handful of people, a lot of the burger bands, like, you just feel connected to or like
definitely.
You've known them all the time. It's like-minded.
Are you guys planning to have more stores throughout California?
Yeah, it is a dream to branch out. You know, see Los Angeles, San Francisco, Austin, Detroit, New York City,
Paris, London, Tokyo.
Yeah, everywhere.
Hey, the world is our oyster. Yeah. We can do anything.
It's
and,
definitely possible.
If we put our minds to it.
And if we have any investors out there, if there's anybody with some money that wants to go on a venture with us, because I want to pick up where Walt Disney left off, and I want Burgerland or Burger Town. I want a bar, grill, stage, you know, dance floor.
I just saw the biography of Walt Disney.
He's a badass.
He struggled.
Inspiration.
Yeah. He struggled a lot.
He did his thing, and he created a dream, and he shared it with
Mickey
so
Mouse.
Many people. So many people. He's still sharing his dream, and I don't know. But we have a lot of ideas and you know, we
Orange
are forward-thinking,
loves
like, visionary type people that want to make magic happen.
I have another song if you guys want to hear. It's
Moss?
Called Moss.
Speaking
called
of magic.
Down. We released our LPI, and we also released our cassette.
They're magical people.
Seriously, this is just a crazy, amazing album.
Another East
so
Coast
good.
Band.
Yeah, blows our mind every time. Here
For
it
sure.
is.
All right.
Yeah. M's. Moss with two M's.
Was that great recordings? Mm.
Oh yeah, they did it all themselves.
Really well. It looks like they take the time and they spend good money on it. Like
they probably didn't. They probably
yeah,
just spent
low
a lot
budget,
of time
low
on
five,
it.
Yeah, mid
they
five.
Did it themselves, probably in their house or garage.
All analog. Yeah, it's
cassette.
Beautiful, beautiful band. I love them so much. And Doug is a big Burger supporter and buys things through mail order all the
That's
time.
That's great mastering. Who does the mastering for you guys?
Patrick Kate.
Spot on sound.
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
He's
an engineer, sound engineering teacher. We met like 5 or 6 years ago, and
he's teaching school.
Yeah,
now.
Just a like-minded guy, and
he recorded our last demos, our old band, The Makeout Party.
Yeah,
and he was a fan, and then we played his wedding to Deborah, cool. Romeo Void.
That's awesome. It's like play my wedding.
Yeah, it was one of our most high-profile gigs.
Yep,
financially speaking, too. And
yeah, paid well.
Hotel rooms.
You
wouldn't
even pay
you got
well.
Paid, you got paid in sex.
Not I mean,
fans.
You know how it is. Fans. But yeah, it was. They took care of us. They even gave us a Tascam 388. Tascam 388 recording console that Dano has, and he's recorded some good stuff like Shotzi and Hazeltine, which is a members of Lipstick Pickups.
Yep.
So I was asking you guys like how old you were, and you guys I'm surprised you guys look very young. Like,
thank you.
You guys are like how old?
Yeah, I'm 50 now. So
yeah, pushing 45.
No. I just turned 30
happy
a couple
birthday.
Days ago. Thank you.
I bought Sean a blanket.
It was one of the best Christmas presents.
So that leads me
ever.
To a new idea: burger blankets,
burger
or
snuggies.
If,
oh, yes.
Snuggies or. Burger scarves.
Snuggie would be cool.
Scarves, I think, would be cool. Like, fan, I don't know, like, if you see old T-Rex.
Bay City
Rollers. Bay City Rollers, T-Rex, bubblegum glam bands. They had these really long scarves that they wrapped around.
You guys have a pretty cool logo on it. I like the
thank you.
White logo.
Yeah, I looked out. At first, we've updated it, sort of, and made it more.
I'm going to make a bigger effort to go down there and check out your store.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Yeah.
You would enjoy it. There's lots of records and turntables to listen to records.
You guys ever bring people together for shows or besides at your store?
All the time. we book at the bigger. Galaxy and we book at
Alex's Bar.
Okay. Everywhere.
We book shows everywhere.
If people offer us a show somewhere, we'll set something up probably.
The Continental in Philadelphia.
All right, let's set one right now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, for sure.
Musicians, come to the studio now.
No. Come. Oh, yeah. So, you're going to play a jam?
Yeah, maybe? I have Frank Lopez not here today. He's playing at the Ecoplex.
What up?
Shout out.
Having a big show over there. So, I got some of these. He sent me some of these mixes here. This one's called Puro Sonidos Mix.
All right, then.
So, all right. This is Frank Lopez. And we're going to come back with Burger Records.
And some rock and roll.
Yeah.
Or maybe pop. I don't know.
And we have a caller.
Oh, wow. Oh. All right, let's put him through. Let's put him through right now.
All right. Hello? Sorry.
Yeah. Is he there? Hello?
Oh, we lost him.
You're on the air.
I think he just...
Hello? Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this?
What's up?
What's up?
What's your name, caller?
My name's Sean.
Sean what? What's your last name, Sean?
Where are you calling Lynn? From?
I'm calling from Laguna Beach.
Right on.
Laguna Beach.
What's up, man? Do you have a question for us today?
No, I just started Facebook posting and wanted to call.
I just posted nice. That. Yeah, it worked. Good. So how's it going? How are you today?
Great. What radio is this?
This is
Skid Row Studios.
Hour. Yeah.
Pinata Hour at SkidRowStudios.com.
How are you listening through? Did you go to the website?
I just saw...
I just posted the phone number.
Facebook, you guys are on the radio.
Yeah.
Called.
It's a prank call.
So now you're on the radio.
Yeah,
you're on. Are you going to be able to download this show?
Yeah, it's a...
Yeah, I'll release it to you guys' page.
Okay.
Then, you know, it's a podcast, so anybody, you know...
Do you have a request, caller?
Yeah.
Sean, are you still there?
Sean,
are you right?
It sounded like...
And we have another caller, I believe.
Right, go ahead, put him through. Yeah, let's have a big
everybody.
Hello, caller. What is your name?
Hi, second caller.
My name is Dominic.
Hey, Dominic.
What?
Via Rubia.
Cool. Hey, where are you from?
I'm from Phoenix, now living in Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wow. How's the weather?
It's actually not too bad. It's been kind of raining, and it's leaking into my apartment, so that kind of sucks. Otherwise, it's not too bad.
Cool. Yeah. Right on.
Do you know Lenguas Largas?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Lenguas Largas, do you know them?
From Tucson?
They're from Tucson.
They were playing with Peach Kelly Pop.
That was a good...
I left right before they played.
Awesome.
Dominic.
I know. I heard it was really good, but...
You're lucky they're a local band.
Yeah, you can see them.
I know. I can probably check them out again.
Peach Kelly Pop rules, though.
Are those guys coming this way?
Peach Kelly Pop just came through a week or two
they
ago.
They were really good.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you have any requests or anything we might be able to get to? I don't know.
Can I hear We Go On Dancing?
By who?
Milk and Cookies.
I think I have that on here. Let me check my thing.
Who's your favorite Burger Records band?
I don't know. They're all so good.
Yeah. I like that. That's what's up. Thanks, man.
It's hard to pick one.
That's how I feel, too. Thanks for caring. How long have you been a fan?
I don't know. My girlfriend and I, probably about 2-3 years now.
That's awesome. Nice. It's brought you closer together, you think?
Your relationship is good?
Yeah. We love the tapes together.
That's awesome.
Hey, you play records too?
Yeah. But mostly the Burger tapes. We love the tapes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What we were talking about, the tapes. Tapes looks like...
Love the tapes.
You keep up with us online, is it?
We do.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Well, we don't have We Go On Dancing, but we have a couple. We have Just a Kid. That's a good one.
Well, you have Boomtown Jensen from Apache.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a jam.
Right.
I like that we can just keep going back and forth.
Yeah, Apache Rules. I've toured with them a lot, and their old band, The Cuts, toured with them, and they recently played for Chuck's wedding. And of The Cuts and Apache, and we made a limited edition tape for their wedding. We made only 111 tapes, burger number 171, and it's Carlos side and Caroline side. And
hey, what do you guys get your Maxwell tapes? Walgreens or
it's M2 Communications.
M2 Communications does all of our pressing. We have Boomtown Gems lined up.
But let's play. Thanks for calling. Having good taste. Thanks for calling Piñata Hour.
Thanks for all your support
and for caring, and you know, it means so much to us.
Rock and roll. I'm glad totally. You're getting along.
Hope you and your girlfriend have a happy holidays.
Yeah,
rock and roll. Thank you.
Yeah, kiss.
What's the name of this band?
Apache
here.
Apache.
Piñata Hour. Hibachi. Oh. That's nice. Yeah. Do we have any more callers?
And we have somebody on the air.
All right.
Hello? Who is it?
Yo, what's up?
What up?
Yo, yo.
Hey.
Thanks for calling Piñata Hour. Who's this?
This is Kenneth.
What up, Ken?
Oh, Kenneth. Where are you calling from, Kenneth?
I'm calling from Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's awesome.
What's your last name?
Reaching out.
Huh?
What's your last name?
Kupfer.
I don't
know. Cool.
It's a cool name.
Good name. Good name.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you have any questions?
Kansas City.
Do you have any questions for right here? I got Sean Elite from Burger Records.
I have a question. I was just wondering about your guys' opinion on 9/11 and if you think it was an inside job or if you think that it wasn't.
You know what? I tried watching one of the 9/11, The Real Truth movies, and it scared Lee, so we had to stop watching it.
I'm sensitive.
But, you know, I wouldn't put it past the government to do something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing really surprises me these days.
No. Well, there's those angry aliens. Reptilians. there's really some mean ones.
Dude, the moon is hollow, too. By the way.
Do you think it was the government really though, or do you think the government's just controlled by reptile beings?
I think the government probably had some sort of hand in it.
Yeah, don't My believe in the government. Opinion. Believe in Burger and believe in yourself. And
piñatas. Yeah,
believe in
in all the Burger bands too, because we want rock and roll.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Punk rock can save you from
I can say anything I want. Fuck yeah. Just kidding. I mean, gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it.
Beep, beep. Yeah, punk rock for light.
No bleeps on
I'm eating
on
all the honey food. Roasted peanuts.
All right, pretty good. Yeah. Everybody's eating right now.
Yeah, the snacks in the studio right now is really good.
You call in the middle of dinner.
Oh, sorry.
That's what was your question?
Yeah, really.
You're talking about aliens and the government.
What happened?
Could you guys jam some Conspiracy of Owls?
Yeah.
And we have another caller.
All right, go ahead. Let's put him through, and after that, we play.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Yeah. Okay.
So who's this?
Calling.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, please, Sean. This is Abel from El Paso.
What's up?
What's How's up, it going? Guys? It's going good, man.
We have a lot of love in El Paso. Tejas.
Yeah, man. We can't wait to have you guys over here again, man.
Yeah, we're going to be coming through March. I meant to send you an email about that, but we're going to need to set up a show.
Yeah, man.
You got your band ready? You guys ready or what?
Hey, man. We're definitely ready, man. We're ready to rock out with you guys, man.
What's the name of your band?
Yeah, man. I got a request, man. Play some
Hey, what's the name of your band?
Play some Conspiracy of Boring Boyfriends.
Boring Boyfriends. Sounds good.
Yeah. Justin, we got two requests now.
Any song you want to hear off the album?
The same.
Hey, man. Ancient Robots, The New Me, the whole thing, man.
Oh, yeah. It's classic. Okay, we're just going to play the whole album. Yeah.
Hey, Choto, can you pass me one? Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Let's play The New Me. I really love that song. This whole album is totally classic.
By the way, hey, props on that gold box set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Sorry you didn't get the limited color.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, man. I'm just happy to have it, man.
A couple people got sad that we really tried. I mean, it's weird, the pre-order thing. Like, we're just getting into that. And Bobby and I, we really hustled. We did over 120 orders. We did a lot of stuff.
You make it up with hugs, man. I'm down for hugs.
Oh, yeah. We'll give you hugs and drugs and kisses and all that dirty, freaky, nasty stuff. All right,
guys. And I want to say one more thing, man. Yeah. I want to say, I just want to, say rest in peace to Jay Bronzini, man.
Yeah,
for sure. I just hung out with Jay last week, and it's crazy to think that he's not here today. And pretty trippy.
I'm kind of blown. I mean, I'm just lost for words, man. I'm just speechless about that. Great guy, man.
For sure.
He was a great guy. He still is, man. But damn.
I know.
Anyway, guys. I'll let you guys go, man.
All right.
Thank you for calling, man.
We'll see you soon. Yeah.
All right.
Love you. Take care.
Bye. Here's The New Me by Conspiracy of Owls.
All right.
Play this right now. Now.
dude.
That was nice.
And great, we have song. A caller on the air.
All right, let's do it. Let's go. Let's do this.
Who is this?
What is?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, player?
What's up?
Yo, what up?
Yo,
yo. How you doing?
Who is this?
We're doing just fine. Doing this is the Piñata Hour here at Skid Row Studios, and we got Burger Records in the house.
That's awesome. That's cool. Yeah, first time I ever hear of that. You guys listen.
Oh, cool.
Oh, really cool.
Well, you should use some Google search engines and find yourself a best of
Burger Records.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, some of the artists you guys are playing are pretty good.
Yeah,
thank you. BurgerRecords.com.
You want to give it a shout-out?
I actually wanted to ask you guys something.
Ask away.
in your definition, what would you define a hipster would be?
I don't know. Is that like a jazz term or something?
Hey, man.
I don't know.
Are you hip to this? Are you
someone
hip to that?
Hip, I guess.
I don't know.
What kind of hipster is it? Cause all
I think
kinds
it's
of
like a form-fitting jean from the 70s, like hipster jeans. Like, they're really high-waisted and sexy. That's what I'm
mom
into.
Jeans?
I'm into that, and I'm into soft bras, too.
It's funny, because I never had heard the term until 2 years ago, and then, like, I noticed that they, like, you know...
I'm into the muffin tops hipsters.
Oh, I have muffins.
I noticed that. Wait. Lee looked at his girlfriend when we were talking about the mom jeans.
Yeah. I just like high, like, I mean, you know, when you have long legs, you should show them off.
No.
And we have another caller. Right.
I have long legs. I have long legs, but I don't want to show them.
Another caller. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, there's somebody.
Sorry about
else
that,
in
man.
There. Who is this?
Yeah, who it is?
Whoa, this is Omar.
What up?
What's up?
Yeah, Omar.
Wait, it's Burger Records.
This is Burger Records.
This is Piñata, and we got Burger Records in the house. I got Lee and Sean.
Hola, preciosa.
Oh, hey there.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey now.
Pretty good.
Hola.
Can I place a request?
Perhaps.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, here, let me sing Colon.
Oh, man. We have a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's hard, I know. It's hard. But, yeah. That's cool. It's cool.
What did you want? What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Let me
where are you from?
L.A.
Oh, shit.
All right, L.A. What streets? What across the streets?
Yeah, what do you claim, homie?
Yeah.
What am I playing? What am I smoking?
No, what are you smoking?
Yeah, what are you smoking?
What yeah, what you smoking too?
Yeah, we might have to meet up with you later.
Struggle. Yeah, we will.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah. So you love burgers?
Do I love burgers? Yeah, I love burgers.
What's your favorite burger?
My favorite kind of burger. My one with bacon.
Animal style.
Animal style.
Lazy
you're,
animal
you're
style.
You're nasty twin.
Oh wait, okay. I song by the Cosmonauts.
Oh.
We have that.
Yeah,
Cosmonauts
yeah,
playing January 12th, 2012.
So we got Sean on it, jumping on the DJ table, on the turntables.
Wait, where can I hear this song being played?
Right now.
No, what's the website where people can hear this thing?
Yeah, this is internet.
Oh, yeah, it's skateroadstudios.com or skateroad.la.
All right.
Kiss FM.
Right now.
Or you can just Google Piñata Hour.
Piñata Radio, okay.
Coast to coast.
Yeah.
You're listening to.
Okay, I think I have something. It's called Flower Bomb. It's from New Psychic Denim.
Oh, Cosmonauts. New album coming out soon.
Boom. Here we go. It's playing. Whoops. It's going. It's going. It's
Burger, of course.
Starting now.
that sounds sick.
Pinata.
Wow. Yeah.
Good wow, way, that sounds good way to end. So good.
Yeah. Yeah. Cosmos like playing January 12th.
Who recorded these dudes?
Alex Barr.
Lucas and Lucas Paul Rosales of Wonder Wheel. Nice. And Lucas of Daga Bloom.
Yep.
And
they got mastered by the dude up north, right?
Patrick Haight.
Yeah, Pat.
Spot on sound. Can't beat him.
Out of sack.
Yeah, because I noticed it sounds really well. Like, you know, it doesn't sound shitty.
He's good at what he does. Pumps it up. He's
really good at it.
For show. Like for show.
Growing into it.
But we want to thank everyone for calling in.
Caller.
Oh, it was our last caller of the night.
Oh, we got a caller.
What's up?
Oh.
Is this a cell phone or a hardline call?
Hello?
Hi, this is a cell phone.
Hello, cell phone.
Who is this?
You're not driving, are you?
No, I'm not.
Pull over.
You got to turn down your computer.
You can't pull over and turn down your radio, please,
are there two callers at once?
No, I just don't want you to crash and burn, man.
Oh, you're driving what?
I'm not driving at all.
It's driving me crazy.
It sounds like you're driving,
but I hear two people.
All right, what's up?
What is your name, caller?
Hold on. I have to actually pull into this drive-thru. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, let's listen to this.
Like a feedback.
Who's the other person on there?
Who knows?
Who's on here?
Everybody.
Hey, bro, it's your phone line, bro. You should know about your own phone line.
The phone is tapped.
Is Lee?
Coomers. Coomers.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Coomer's of Harlem, right, everybody. And the noise. He's like...
Everybody?
Hey, yeah.
Is there other people?
Yeah, this is Sean. I'm here, too.
Am I on the radio?
You're on the radio.
Yeah, this is Lee. You're here at Piñata Hour, and you're live right now.
I feel like there's some radio bozo who's got, like, a slick voice who I'm talking to, and I'm not even sure who the fuck that is.
His name is Lee, too, just like me, but... It's funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he's brown.
Yeah, you're on the Piñata Hour right
now. Yeah, he has a beard.
Greasy Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greasy Lee. Greasy Lee.
Greasy Lee?
Yeah.
Well, anyways,
I am greasy right now, too.
What are you up to?
What's up, Coomers? We miss you, man.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I'm coming out. I'm going to be out there pretty soon.
Cool.
I'm leaving town tomorrow to come out west.
Awesome.
I just saw your new movie.
Yeah, come to our store.
Part 3.
Yeah. Or
going free.
Or call us when you get in.
What are you guys playing these days?
We're playing
a lot of great stuff.
What's that?
I don't know.
You guys are just going crazy?
Yes.
You're in Tejas?
Hey. What?
You're in Austin right now?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm in Austin right now.
Oh,
cool.
Now we got Austin.
Yeah, it's all right. Had some shitty fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
I don't know, not a whole sounds lot to explain. But
right on.
Hey, well, I was just calling because you tweeted to call, so you
awesome.
Can,
yeah, thanks for calling. You should call us. Thanks, call us outside of the radio.
Yeah,
without everybody listening, because we should talk.
Yeah, we should talk like private time.
Yeah.
I can't even tell who I'm talking to. Greasy Lee is really loud in my microphone.
That's probably me. This one?
Really quiet.
I'm hurting you.
Oh, it's okay.
Am I hurting you?
Or call us back later, and we'll put you on speakerphone.
Hey, but you know what? We can hear you. Clear.
Everybody can hear you.
Yeah, it sounds like it's in someone else, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, all right, listen. I wanna thank Lee and Sean for coming down from Burger Records.
Thanks for having
us. You guys doing a great job, by the way.
Woo!
You got a great selection.
Thank you.
I like how you're releasing it too. You're releasing it on tape. You're releasing it on vinyls, on 7-inch
and CDs, and
CDs as well,
and dig it all. I mean, aka digital.
Dig it all.
Dig it all. We're entering the tech. We're entering the world.
The next dimension.
Yeah.
Right.
Inner dimensions or the next.
Wow.
Cool. Thanks for having us.
So you guys want to say any shows before we go?
January 12th.
January 12th.
With the Cosmonauts and the Tide. And
Tomorrow's Tulips.
And Tomorrow's Salsa Chips.
And salsa Chips.
Nice.
And we also on before the year ends, on December 29th, at Los Globos. It's on Sunset.
Yep, like maybe, something's happening.
Los Globos. We're going to have After Gloom. So Wrong.
Yeah, So Wrong's
rock band.
We're going to have Peg Leg Love.
Oh, I don't know.
Fantastica.
Yeah,
sounds
the
great.
The Pocket Rockets.
sounds horny as hell.
And we're going to have a circuit bending by Gata Tech.
I don't know what that means, but I'm interested.
I'm excited.
It means good.
It's
going to be a Molotov cocktail. That's what it is. That's so awesome. Piñata Hour is putting up the show along with his friends. It's going to be on December 29th, Los Globos in Silver Lake.
Be there.
All right.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Love you. Thanks for caring.
So, you guys, let's go out with, go ahead, pick something from you. The makeup party. How about the makeup party? You had to have some big makeup party.
Harlem, since Coomer's called. Whatever. Or do they have Slack?
So next week, we're going to have Vin Crony here.
Awesome.
You guys probably know who he is.
Yep, he did
Long Beach.
No, Vin Crony. He did the.
We have another caller on the air.
Oh my God. Yeah, Vin Crony from Long Beach. Excellent dude. All right, who's this?
Hey, we're just hanging out and
hey.
We wanted to call in because y'all are playing like the best music ever. What have y'all been up to?
Nothing. Who is this?
Is this Lacey? Who is this?
Form of two dudes. Two dudes calling in, wanting to say hi.
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 It doesn't sound like dudes, though.
It's Pear. He wants to hear Pear.
Is this Pear? You want to hear Pear? That's perfect.
We want to call him and say hi, but for real, like, none of y'all's, like, actual cell phones where we can call and reach y'all, so.
Oh! Well, I'll give you...
Do you have a request caller?
No, we have number
714-336-0561.
Depeche Mode?
You want to hear a request from Burger Records?
Anything from Burger Records? That's awesome.
Depeche Mode.
We haven't worked with Depeche Mode yet.
What is your name?
For Eyes Without a Face.
I know. Okay, here we go. Here's Harlem. We talked to Coomer's on the phone. Yeah. This is his band.
Bye-bye. We're going to play Harlem now.
Hi. You'll love it. Turn it up.
Okay. All right.
This is
we love you.
I press play. It's starting right now. Bye.
Bye.
former two dudes. Like
one dude in the Hello.
Oh, they're still on.
Okay, we're back here, Piñata Hour. We're just listening to the, who was that right
That's
now?
That's Harlem, Coomer's band.
Yeah. Nice.
Harlem.
Coomer, you're famous.
Hey.
Hello.
Y'all got any Ray on Beach in there?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Those guys are so good.
I know.
They're pretty good.
We're going to do their next tape.
They have a song that sounds like the Cosmonauts.
They have a Cosmonauts-ish song.
It's cool. They're really good. Are you there?
They work out a lot. Hello?
You work out a lot?
Hello? They're good at working out.
Who is this?
I watched their DVD.
This is Rayon Beach, I think. Is this
they're
you?
They're really good.
Who is this?
Who is this?
You good?
This is Joey.
Hey, Joe.
Joey Jojo Shabadoo.
Hey.
Deguchi.
Oh.
Baradu.
Hiro Yuki Deguchi is the other guy.
That's awesome. I love that guy.
Is this two dudes in one Slurpee?
Yeah, yep. We have lots of that around here. But mostly cough syrup.
Hey, we love what y'all do. Why don't you not stop doing it for once in your life?
Yeah.
We'll stop. Right. We'll stop.
Never stop.
Yeah, we don't know how.
Keep going.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for caring.
Yeah,
calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
We'll make things happen. And good things will happen.
Hey, whose balls can we grab first?
Whose balls?
Mine. How many balls do y'all got there?
Like a dozen.
You got 12
two
balls.
Dozen and a half.
A dozen. Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot
of balls in the room.
It's all ball.
Sausage fist.
But there is some beautiful.
It spilled
something all over my balls.
Hey, listen, thanks for calling, dude. We're gonna say goodbye to Burger Records. I wanna thank for all.
No.
I wanna thank you.
No.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'm hungry. So yes. We're gonna go.
Thanks for calling.
I wanna thank everybody for calling.
Rayon Beach.
Yeah, I wanna thank the callers. We got a lot of callers.
For calling.
Cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
We're calling Piñata Hour, like, and we got our Burger Records. I want to thank you, Lee. I want to thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Sean has been a great DJ. Nice picks. And they were all from Burger Records.
Of course.
That was a great lineup. Imagine all these bands playing together. It would be like another Fuck Your Fist, but, you know, kind of local.
Oh, yeah,
very
we
cool
do
local.
Burger Boogaloo, Burger
We're doing
Bonanza.
The Burger Boogaloo.
Burger Boogaloo.
We do weird stuff all the time. So stay weird and freaky and keep in touch with us and just hold our hand and
go to the website, get some merchandise, get some stuff from this guy.
Yeah.
So cool.
Go to the www.burgerrecords.com.
com.
How many
dubs? A lot of dubs.
Speaking of which,
we gotta go, you know, so let's roll it up, knock it out quick.
Also want to say Fantastica has a show in Monrovia at the Aztec Hotel.
All right. Then.
We're gonna play with Fatson Jetson and Anesthetic Frank, some bands.
Sounds great.
Are they doing a light show?
I don't know. All right, so we're gonna go out. I want to thank everybody for listening to Piñata Hour. And next week's gonna have a big friend. Thank you, man, for coming down.
Yeah.
This definitely, cool. You can come back here anytime.
We're gonna send our bands acoustic style.
We can do acoustic.
Can we have a burger month where every Wednesday we book a burger band?
Fuck yeah! You can have a stuff. Podcast residency. How
that would
about
be
that?
So
$100.
Awesome.
2 hours exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna play it right now. All right, so we're gonna go out with the Pitch Mode.
Yeah.
For one of our requests here.
Our new burger band.
Bye. Reach out.
shadow touch faith.